السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, creator, nourisher, cherisher, sustainer of one and all. وأصلي وأسلم على نبينا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا وإمامنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بمنه وفضله. Blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon all his companions, upon the four illustrious imams, upon all the ulama of this ummah who have passed on before us, and upon the ulama who are in our midst. May blessings be upon us all and our offspring and those who will come from amongst our offspring until the day of Qiyamah. May Allah make them from the army who will fight with or on the side of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam against Dajjal. Ameen. Honored ulama, beloved brothers and friends and dearest sisters, the difficulty we are facing today, in a nutshell, is that we have not truly recognized our own Creator. If one understands who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, automatically this person will not be able to engage in sin. It will become impossible, because he or she will understand not only the greatness of Allah, not only the omnipresence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the fact that he can hear and see everything, but over and above that, the ability Allah has over all of us. So many times in the Quran we hear the qualities of Allah. We hear the ability of Allah. One verse which I also recited today.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ.
Just that verse. Indeed and definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all able. There is nothing that he cannot do. He is all able. He knows. He is in control of the fact that I am breathing right now and you. There are people who can breathe, but there are chemicals in the atmosphere which destroy them, and therefore they die or they develop sicknesses. There are people who have the freshest of air, but they cannot breathe. There are people who are so healthy, but they are suffering a different type of problem. Maybe in their families, maybe a social problem, maybe a problem in their business. And that results in the deterioration of one's health at times. And there are people who have everything when it comes to the dunya, as much wealth as one can imagine, but they don't have health. So all these are signs of Allah, the presence of Allah, the fact that he is in control, not us. If we realize and recognize where we ourselves came from, it will also help us to recognize our Creator. How many of us remember what the atmosphere was like in the wombs of our mothers? Not one. Why? The most sophisticated brain today, the highest intellectual, the most intelligent man or woman will never ever be able to tell you that he or she recollects or remembers what happened upon childbirth, meaning the minute they were born. Nobody, not one. Why? Because there is a Creator who created us from nothing. How old am I or yourselves? Say, for example, a person who's 50 years old. Ask him, where were you 55 years ago? They don't have an answer. No one has an answer. So why is it that this Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has created us in this way? Why? Have you ever asked yourselves the question? Why did Allah not want me to remember what was going on when I was in my own mother's womb. May Allah grant her a long and healthy life. Ameen. So, one will realize that one of the reasons, there are many reasons, some reasons we may never know. But one of the reasons is, he wants us to find him. And he wants us to use this intellect to understand that there is a deity. And thereafter, to understand that we need to follow something, somewhere, somehow, in order to achieve salvation. In the same way that there is a beginning, everything that starts has to end. In the same way there is a beginning, there will definitely be an ending. But how many of us have realized that? And if we have, how many of us have actions that are working towards that? This dunya, let's be honest, each one of us struggles and strives and works every day, day in, day out, in order to earn. I am not saying don't go out to earn. No. By all means, go out to earn. You have to. طَلَبُ كَسْبِ الْحَلَالِ فَرِيضَةٌ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيضَةِ To earn a halal sustenance is an obligatory act after the other obligations. The obligation of salah and hajj and zakah and so on. This is one of the translations of the hadith that I've just mentioned. But the point I am making is we all run, and our life and our suffering and our friends and enemies, everything is to do with the dunya generally. Our businesses, whole day. Do you know that the minute you die, everything you ever struggled for in terms of dunya is all left behind. And it will never help you, nothing. Unless you have prepared for that day of death and thereafter. How do you prepare for it? Very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he does not want to make things difficult for us. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make things easy for us. He doesn't want to make things difficult for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says if you bring your earning within a certain framework, you are heading in the right direction.